when we read your word, Lord, and we study about you, Lord, that we are so full and we need more, Lord. We just need more of you. The world needs more of you. The message today is we need more God in our lives. We need more God in this world, and he can do it. Our God can do it. So just love him this morning. Worship him and give him praise, church.
Got it all.
is the answer to that sin. Amen. There is no longer any condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Isn't that a wonderful scripture? There is no more condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. How many are in Christ Jesus today? Say amen.
Amen.
I know you are. That's why you're here today. How many know, and I'm getting ahead of myself with my message today, but how many are know that you're called? Anybody? Anybody realize that you've been called? Now, I know there's a group of people in the Bible that were chosen. They were chosen, but you were called. You say, Pastor, how do I know that I was called? Because you've answered the call. You're here today in church, and you could be doing 99 other things. You came to God to hear a message today. You could be doing 99 other things. You love Jesus. You all profess that you do. That means you answered the call. Now, the next thing to do is what? Spread the word. Amen. Spread the word to all the people that you can meet, everybody you go to. Just give them a little bit of word. Just say, God loves you. Maybe that's what they're waiting for. Anybody ever realize that? Somebody's waiting for somebody to say, hey, God loves you. He really does.
I love you.
Oh, thank you, honey. You're so beautiful. Boy, faith is just rubbed all over you.
Want to do
that one?
Run?
You want? Well, sure, but our granddaughter's coming here next week.
What is that?
Yeah.
we worship God together with this song, you know, sing along with us. I think the most important thing in our life is our walk with Jesus. And the Bible says you draw closer to God, and He will draw closer to you. There's so many promises in that book that are absolutely amazing. So this morning we're just going to take a closer walk with the Lord this morning.
Take
get it away.
You want the mic?
Yes.
Don't break it.
I won't. All right, second Sunday of Advent, preparation for a peace. Scripture reading is from Luke 2:39-45. Now Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste to a city of Judah and entered the house of Zacharias and greeted Elizabeth. And it happened when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary that the babe leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. Then she spoke out with a loud voice and said, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. But why is this granted to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For indeed, as soon as the voice of your greeting sounded in my ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. Blessed is she who believed, for there will be a fulfillment of those things which were told her from the Lord."
Hallelujah.
Now we're going to light the candle. Two candles.
Praise the Lord.
Good job, Dave. Marilyn, who's next week?
Good job, Dave.
Marilyn, who's our reader for next week?
I have no idea.
We need a volunteer to read next week. Should I volunteer somebody for next week? Jim, are you going to be here next week? Would you like to do the reading for the... I got you a volunteer.
Yes.
Jim, I got to share with you. We do the Advent, and the fourth week, we light all the candles. And one year we lit all the candles and I was standing down here praying with people and my arm was up and almost caught on fire because I was right over there. So that's like a standing joke now anytime they see me. They like to laugh at me. Do you laugh at your pastor at your church? I bet they don't laugh at your pastor, right? They wouldn't dare laugh at your pastor. Oh yeah, they ain't laughing with me. They're laughing at me. Now's right. Sponsored reading, and I listen to you read back. It's called. Marilyn picked Psalm 29. Give unto the Lord, O you mighty ones, give unto the Lord glory and strength. You know, the Bible says, let everything praise the Lord. I tell you every Sunday, somebody praise him over and over, and you might think I'm crazy, but no, we're following the word of God. I like the worship of God, but I like the glory of God.